back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle. Jeff Cavanaugh is in with us today, and that's always a lot of fun. And if you enjoy hearing Cavanaugh on with us, then let us know. Let him know. Let the Eagle know. I mean, he's a free agent. He's just sitting out here unsigned. Now, he left the Fan and to go pursue his own YouTube channel. He wanted to be his own boss, and his YouTube channel is crushing it. Just search Jeff Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh's all A's, C-A-V-A-N-A-U-G-H, Jeff Cavanaugh, all A's, on YouTube, and you can find that. He's also got a cowboy show that he does on the Believe Network, but it's spelled B-E-L-A-V, and it's with Jesse Holly, who's amazing. And then he also has another show on YouTube that is called The Boys and Girl, which he does with Jane Slater. So, dude, if we're going to have you here in studio, you're going to fill in, and we're going to pay you in beans. Yep. Least we can do is promote everything you got going.
Yeah, go listen, watch Stuff the Stuff. Thanks.
That was a KT style promotion.
I'm a good self-promoter. Hey, check the stuff out. Right. It's out there.
It's what makes him so great. He's effortlessly awesome.
Well, I have so much money now that I don't really care.
It's like, you got a few money?
Like? Yeah, like check it out if you want. If you don't, whatever.
Whatevs.
Do something else.
Yeah. He is the great Jeff Cavanaugh, and he's filling in for KT today. So we're having a lot of fun. And keep in mind, if you missed anything this week or any show that we've ever done, every single segment is podcasted at BenAndSkinPodcast.com. So you can listen to the show on weekends. You can listen on the show when you exercise. You can listen on the show at night, in the morning, whenever you want. BenAndSkinPodcast.com. Be sure to smash that auto-download button when you're there. But before we move on, we've got a new segment we're going to get into. We wanted to look at the Cowboys schedule. Do you have that in front of you, Kavanaugh? Could you potentially walk us through the Cowboys schedule? Let's talk about it because it's finally out. We know who the Cowboys are going to play and when.
Okay, you can talk about whatever you want as we run through this, but my rule when the schedule comes out is it's fairly generic, but it's the rules. The rules are the schedule's out. You have to say, are they going to win or lose each game?
Can you say 1, 2, 3? You say the game and then say 1, 2, 3, and we all have to yell win or lose.
Yeah.
Win or loss.
Week 1, Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Mm. 1, 2, 3.
Loss.
Win.
All
right, good. I said lose. I didn't.
I should have said lose. Yeah, lose.
Everybody else said lose.
Yeah.
Let me write these down. I'm keeping everyone.
What did you say, Jeff?
I said lose. They can beat them.
Okay, so they're 0-1.
Kind of. I have everyone's record. I got this handled, bro.
Okay.
You better believe it. Week 2, Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals roll into AT&T Stadium. 1, 2, 3.
Win.
Well, now we have to decode that. I was win.
I was win.
I was lose.
I'm lose.
All right. Ben and Christina hate the Cowboys.
Sure do.
My team is 2-0, bro.
Your team's 2-0. My team's 1-1. The New York Giants, led by the great Daniel Jones, is who they will play in Week 3. I believe that's a Monday nighter, actually. 1, 2, 3.
Loss.
Win.
Win.
What the hell is Skin doing?
That's a deflating loss to lose to a bad Giants team. They got too full of themselves.
Okay.
And then they embarrassed themselves in front of Troy Aikman on Monday Night Football.
This is good. You're building narratives out. I like what's happening here.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders.
What?
Washington Commanders.
Who?
Yep. They used to have a different team. Then there were the football team. Now they're the Commanders.
They're the Wifties now, right? Isn't it just WFT?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Maybe now it's the
Washington football team
again. I don't know. I thought they should have kept football team, honestly.
It's a great name.
It's really cocky. It's like, we are the football team. You guys need mascots. Yeah. We are the football team. Led by the great Carson Wentz now. 1, 2, 3.
Win.
Oh, finally. We all agreed.
We did it, guys.
Win.
It'd be funny if we lost that game.
Win. They will. Highland Park's own Matt Stafford. In week 5, October 9th, 3:25 p.m. And this is a game in Los Angeles against the Rams. 1, 2, 3.
Wins.
Loss. Skin win.
Yep.
I said lose too.
Lose.
Christina lose.
They're going to be fat and happy, the Rams. I don't think they're going to win next year a game. They're going to go 0-17.
What the crap? Ben, you went lose?
Lose.
God, what a hater.
Ben's anti-hot dog boys.
Then they travel to the home of the angry human. That is Philadelphia, where they will play the Eagles on October 16th at 7:20 p.m. That is a Sunday night game. Eagles on the road. 1, 2, 3.
Wins.
All three of you said win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 1, 2.
Because it's the Eagles.
But you're an Eagles fan, so yeah, I understand why you said that.
What are you doing?
I just don't think you're going 6-0 against your division again, and so I'm going to give one loss to the Eagles, and I'm just going to pick the road game.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay? Skins team's 5-1, by the way.
Yeah, they lost to the Giants because they're not going to go 6-0 in their division.
There you go. Cowboys host the Fighting Dan Campbells in Week 7.
That's worst the Detroit, football team ever.
The Detroit Lions. They were perfect last year, right?
They weren't that bad last year.
No, they were 0-16 the year before.
They're not good. And they have no chance of getting better.
Oh.
Detroit, 1, 2, 3.
Win.
So, well, I tell you what, Skins team is going to have home field advantage.
My team's starting 7-1.
Chicago Bears is the following week. Sunday noon game hosted by the Cowboys. You can watch it at Rollertown.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Love it. Get that on the calendar.
Where you can have a Rollertown light.
Yes.
Just the standard light domestic craft product.
Mm-hmm. It's great.
Yes.
It is great. I love the RTL. Is that right? RTL?
Yep.
Yeah. Against the Bears. 1, 2, 3.
Win.
Christina, what'd you say?
I said win.
So funny. I can only hear her name said in Busey's voice now.
Christina!
Cowboys visit Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers after a bye. The Cowboys get a bye after the Bears game. Then they play the Packers. A little 325 action in Green Bay, Lambeau. Aaron Rodgers never plays well against the Cowboys. Never beats them. Cowboys at Packers. 1, 2, 3.
Loss. Oh.
Okay, so 3 losses and a Dez caught it?
Yeah, I respect it.
All right. Which column should I put that in?
Put it in. Tie. Win.
Oh. Put it in your butt.
Oh!
See what I did there?
Coming up next, everybody gets shut down.
Cowboys continue their road trip up north and play the Minnesota Vikings the following week. Kirk Cousins' team.
Mm.
1, 2, 3.
Win. Win.
Everybody say win?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
My Cowboys are 8-2.
Your Cowboys then are hosting the New York Giants, who in Skins world have already toppled you once. And so it's going to be a real battle with the New York Giants. 1, 2, 3,
wins.
Swept by the Giants.
Swept by the Giants this year, guys.
I love what's going on. Your undefeated team is only losing to the Giants.
Well, they did have a tough night against the Packers.
Okay.
This will sound weird if you don't keep up with the NFL all the time, but the following week, the Dallas Cowboys are going to, and this is a Sunday night game, they're going to host Matt Ryan and the Indianapolis Colts.
It is weird.
Sounds weird, but yeah. I promise it's a real thing.
Okay.
Matt Ryan's their quarterback. 1, 2, 3.
Win.
I didn't even say anything, yeah.
Hang on.
I'm going to put lose on that one.
Okay. Win.
Wait, did you abstain from winning and losing?
Well, because I was contemplating. I was like, you know what? They might actually... All right.
Cowboys host the Houston Texans, who currently have a youth pastor running the football operations.
He's not lying.
And it's going really well.
Is that sarcasm?
Yes. They're probably the worst team in football with absolutely no hope. Right. 1, 2, 3, win.
Win.
That's good, because if anybody said lose, I was still going to write it down in the win column.
Love my Cowboys.
Wasn't going to believe it. They follow that up by traveling to play the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, so they're going to Fort Worth.
Who are also horrendous.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, win.
Win.
Win. Win.
Win.
Win.
Let's go, Jags.
Win.
Dude,
win.
My Cowboys record is so good, Coach Wade Phillips would consider it a first-round win. Without playing.
I kind of subscribe to that. Like, hey, we had a bye.
Right.
It's a win. We got out of the first round.
Bye week.
Cowboys host the Eagles Christmas Eve, 3:25. 1, 2, 3.
Win.
Oh, I said lose.
What a hater.
They usually piss us off at the holiday times, you know.
Okay.
Win.
So we can argue with our family over Cowboys.
I like that.
Tradition like no other.
Yep.
Cowboys host the Tennessee Titans December 29th. One, two, three.
Lose.
13 went win. Ben went
lose.
Lose. I went lose. Christina went win.
Not a girl.
And to wrap it up.
All right.
They play the Commanders on January 8th at a time to be determined. The Washington Commanders of football. Cobra Commanders of football. One, two, three.
Tie.
I have no idea because I don't know if the starters will be playing.
I have a tie. I have a tie.
Yeah, win.
It's right, a tie. The time is to be determined for this game.
You guys both went win.
Yeah.
And you got tie on the time.
I'm 13-3-1.
I am 12-5. Christina is 12-5.
Christina.
Ben is 12-5. Skin is 13-3-1.
Yes.
You heard it here first. Bet the over.
Oh, really?
I think their number's like 9.5.
Oh, my God. Oh. I'm taking that.
They have the easiest schedule in the NFL this year.
How do you have that when you're in the NFC East? I would think every NFC East team is going to be the over. I mean, it's the NFC East.
The NFC East has the four easiest schedules in the NFL this year.
Yeah.
Every NFC East team, Cowboys are first, and I don't remember the rest of the order, but the four easiest schedules all belong to the East.
Wow.
Because they play the East.
Yep.
And they play the AFC South, which is Jacksonville and Houston.
Right. It's great.
He's got freebies on the schedule. Cowboys won. Good job.
Good job.
Well done.
We did it.
Schedule's out.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Hey, I might be in trouble.
Uh-oh.
All right. I'll have to deal with that later.
Are you in trouble?
Let's talk about it.
Probably.
Let's do it live.
All right. We have a brand new segment.
Oh.
It's called Keep It or Bleep It. All right.
Okay.
And I'm going to play you a brand new song, or at least a song that's come out in the last couple weeks, and I'm not going to tell you who it is, and we're going to listen to a little bit of it, and you're going to write down a score on a scale of 1 to 10. All
can
right?
I repeat scores?
If you
can
want.
I give multiple 10s?
Yeah. If it's everything's a 10, everything's a 10.
All right.
And then we're going to round up the scores and see. A song has got to have a score of an 18, which would be a 6 or higher from all three of you for us to keep it. If not, F it, man. We're going to bleep it.
It'll never be played on the Eagle?
It'll never be played on the Eagle or the Ben and Skin Show.
Okay.
So do you have me pulled up over there?
10, we love it, right?
10's the best jam ever.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Just making sure. Yes, you are.
All right. Here's the first song.
Why is it only in my left ear?
Really?
It shouldn't be.
It's
oh, my God. That's awesome.
Don't get right, it. It's about your score.
This came out today.
Come on, dude.
Write down a score for it.
I need to hear some singing. Okay, early change. You like it? Get your little Hammond organ pad in there.
Yeah.
All right, these dudes are building up. I like it.
When does the song start?
Sounds like it sounds like it's from the 70s, but it was engineered by like aliens perfectly.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like it sounds like an old, it's a throwback kind of.
Yeah.
But it's mastered.
You nailed the band name. It's engineered by aliens.
Billy Gibbons is on this, right?
This is the Black Keys with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top.
Wow.
And let's hear your scores. Ben, what did you give it?
All right. I'm going to give this an 8.
Oh.
No, I'm going to go 8.5.
Okay. Christina?
Mine was an immediate 10 because they're on my top three, and I listened to this whole album this morning, and it's so good.
It's already a keep it with just y'all's two scores. Jeffrey?
I did the opposite of Ben. I started at 8.5, but then I erased the half, and it's an 8.
Okay.
Why'd you erase the half? Because the intro's too long.
The intro sets the mood.
I like
my
it.
My guys alone.
I like it.
You know, I feel like
I love his voice.
I was probably too hard on it. I love the voice. I was probably too hard on it. I probably should have given it a 9.5. I wanted to leave room in case I'm blown away on the list by something.
Okay.
There was no horn.
Fair enough.
Or harmonica.
All right, here's the next song.
He goes to work on his computer. He thinks about his gun at home.
That sounds like you.
One day he's going to be a shooter. He's going to bring his gun to work. He thinks about the ones who wronged him.
I don't know if he cuts this or he's
the face. But things they would play out much different. Back in the time when we were apes.
Damn, that is really cool. Who wants to give a score first on that? We'll start with you this time, Christina.
I don't mind it, but I'm kind of on the... I think I'll do a 5.5.
Okay. Jeffrey?
They're going to need help from Ben. I went with a 1.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
That's a 6. They're right. Not going to make it.
I'm going to give it an 8. No, I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Okay. So that got bleeped. That's the song Troglodyte by the Viagra Boys.
And it was about a dude shooting up the office once he started singing.
Oh, yeah.
It got weird there at the end. All right, here we go.
He's going to bring his gun to work.
We ready, K-Ray?
That was fun.
Start with you, Jeffrey.
7.
All right, that's a very solid score. What did you like about it?
When I closed my eyes and just listened to the little beat changes and the different sounds, I thought they were all pretty funky.
That's good.
Maybe
I like
funky's
that.
Not the right word.
There's some funk going on in there.
They're all kind of, I want to move.
I want to move. All right, Benjamin?
I'm going to go with an 8.
Ooh.
Sounded like a creative genius. The changes were insane. Obviously, for someone who's incredibly skilled.
Yes. Christina, you know who this is.
12. It's Jack White. Again, he'll be here May 23rd.
Okay. That makes sense. That
and came I out. Will be at that.
Yes.
So.
I haven't made plans to go, but I'm sure I will go. All right, that's What's the Trick by Jack White. All right, I'm going to change the mood here.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm getting a call from Arlington.
Oh.
Answer.
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Turn me up over there.
You're up pretty far.
Turn yourself up.
There you go.
She's a queen, baddest that I ever seen. Like a dream, or something out of movie scene. Slow motion when she walk into the coffee shop. Even the other women stop and the ego drop. Like, who is she? Who she with? Where she come from? Is she a lawyer? She a model? She's a someone. I done seen her every morning for the past year. And every evening ever since I've been the cashier. She look amazing every time, no matter what she wear. Business suit, sweatsuit, I don't even care. I like the way she doing different things with her hair. I be looking, but I swear I'm not trying to stare. Sometimes I wonder if she noticed me. Wanted to come and talk to me like I was Jodeci. Should I hit her with some game like in the old school? Not today, I'ma just play it cool. I know it's crazy. I see you all the time.
Okay. Ben, you're on the clock.
Okay. I enjoyed that. I'm going to give that a 7.5.
Wow.
Okay. Christina, K-Ray, K-Ray?
No offense to this artist. I don't like it.
Okay.
I'm going with 3.
All right. Wow. So it's still within reach. It all comes down to Jeffrey Kavanaugh.
I don't know the math, but I gave it a 6.5. I liked everything except for the talk stuff.
Yeah. The rapping?
The rapping was good.
Just the chorus.
I enjoyed the rapping.
I like the chorus. Yeah, I like the verse better than the chorus.
Yes, okay. The verse is good. The beat is good. The talking, I'm out on.
So Crazy by Aloe Black, Kraft, and Betty Michaels just barely misses the cut.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, that don't be sorry. That's the whole point of keep it or bleep it.
He should have done something better than I see you all the time. Tuesday on my mind.
We have time for one more. Do you guys? I'm gonna go to a crazy place. Here we go.
Love it already.
graveyard. I'm gonna walk around and bury my heart where it won't be found. 6 foot under, 6 foot under, 6 foot under, down in the cold, cold ground.
All right, K Ray.
I'm gonna go with a 6 for 6 foot under.
Oh, go. That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Kavanaugh.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
Interesting. Lot riding here on Ben Benjamin Rogers.
And the bones are skeletons' money. In our world, bones equal dollars. That's why when they're coming out tonight, they to get their bones from you. That's from I Think You Should Leave.
No. Everything comes back to the show that no one's
totally
seen but you two.
About that. Isn't that episode great?
I want you to know that this artist, whoever it is, they're close.
Okay.
They got some good, but I don't like the echoey sounding
like
singing.
Okay.
And we've got some fine tuning to do.
Okay.
I don't mind it.
I liked the music. I didn't like the effects on the lyrics. I think it with a different engineer, that could have made it. I'm going to give it a 4.
All right. Just coming up short with a 14.
And Skin is the engineer.
That is Texas artist Charlie Crockett
okay.
with the song 6 Foot Under. So,
right, do you have
Charlie.
Any more?
Yeah, let's carry more.
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah, let's carry it.
I'm having a great time with this. It's a lot of fun. Do you have some more?
I do have some more.
All right, we'll keep this going next right
Thanks
here.
Boys.
And we might have to say goodbye to avocados. All that's coming up next on the Ben and Skin Show, 97.1 The Eagle.